The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Wednesday morning. We're very pleased to have the mayor of Marysville with us this morning, Wayne Pyden. Mayor Pyden, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and how are you today?
I'm doing well. How's everything in Marysville?
Excellent, as always. Of course. The sun is always shining. I see it's here in Port Huron.
Appreciate you sharing that. Summer's over. What happened? It was such a quick summer, wasn't it?
I think so. Very quick. We did have a good summer.
Yeah.
We had some nice events in Marysville, the one being Hot Wheels Weekend.
Brought a lot of people to Marysville, didn't it?
We felt that if you took a look at a drone picture of the area, hundreds of cars, estimate close to almost 2,000 people. I mean, there was a good program put on with different bands. And, of course, you had one of the monkeys and Tabitha from Bewitched signing autographs and stuff. So it was a great day, great weather. The kids in our Power Wheels race had a good day. Unfortunately, there was a spectacular crash that happened to be my grandson. Just busted a lip on it. Couldn't make a turn. But it was fun, and the kids... last year, I'm going to say numbers on that particular element were maybe 3 or 4. This year, we had at least 10. And I mean, you know, we had little guys with their tractors racing. It's a fun event.
Is Hot Wheels Weekend something the city will continue to support financially?
Question mark. We had a wrap-up meeting, looked at our successes. And, of course, looked at what we need, you know, to do better in the future. Our biggest game plan right now is to have that event, if we can, totally sponsored. No city monies involved. With that being said, we're going out and trying to at least recruit 3 or 4 big sponsors to pay for the event. Keep the shows going like we have in the past and not get into a situation where we have to ask for city funding. Again, that's one of those issues. Well, that money could be spent someplace else instead of for this event. Mm-hmm. Monday night, we had people coming out and telling us what a good time they had, and they'd like to see it in the future. I myself am very supportive of it since the event started. However, question about city funds has to be addressed. And once again, that might be up for discussion. But the game plan right now is that within the next few months, we'll be going and we'll try to be getting a couple of big sponsors to help with the event. And hopefully... let's say by Christmas, we'll know what we've got pledged, and we won't have to go to the city, you know, to ask. And even if that comes about, I think the group has to take a look at maybe scaling back what the event looked like in terms of entertainment, and try to do it, you know, with the pledges that we have. So I don't want to get into that discussion again, should we or shouldn't we, because I've heard both sides. I myself am very supportive of it. Loved walking through the park and just seeing people, especially our elders, just their chairs, taking a look, people watching. It's a great event, and I think it's community-wide.
Next Monday, you have a special meeting planned, Marysville City Council, to discuss the old museum in Marysville Park and the band shell as well. What's going on with the band shell?
Okay, the band shell... We've gotten, I'll call it a grant, by virtue of County Commissioner Dunn, 4th District, that money's filtering from the county back to the districts and County Commissioners getting with the people and deciding what money's, how to spend these money. So Commissioner Dunn had indicated to us that with the monies, he'd like to see us do something of a cultural nature within our community. I mean, we've done roads, we've done recreational grants and things, and maybe something culture. So the thought started, and we pursued it. Randy, got to put in this plug, done an excellent job for us, and again went out to the different theater groups here in Port Huron, Marine City, and elsewhere within the county, and pitched the idea of an outdoor theater for summer mm-hmm. groups, in addition to, like we have in other communities, concerts in the park. So we're looking at it, well, we can have the concerts in the park. Let's try outdoor theater in the summer and see how this pans out. Commissioner Dunn then in turn came to us and said, hey, well, let's try some cultural activities here in town. So we developed plans to either refurbish what we have, to add bathrooms, rooms for changing, costumes and things of this nature, to be more pointed in that direction, or to tear it down and build something, completely new, taking into effect that the main focus of what we'll call the band shell will be the mm-hmm. summer theater, which would be really, when you think about it, the only ones in this particular area in the county. So that's one aspect. And of course, there's got to be some history to the band shell. And it's questionable with what that really what the history is, because we don't have anybody that, with pictures or with documents or, can mm-hmm. come forth and say, well, it was built for this purpose in memory of, or it was built for whatever. So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to have our consultant out there showing pictures of what it could be done, both mm-hmm. Rehabbing the structure as well as taking it out and putting in something in the same place, brand new. Money-wise, we're talking almost about the same expenses to take it down and rebuild or, to rehab. So what we want, because we had a little building that somehow hit a heart, and we're going to actively solicit, please come Monday night at 7 o'clock. Mayor Pro Tem will be there with the consultant to handle, a group that want to go through, open up the little nooks and crannies that you can see in the building itself. And also, if they have questions, if we want to, build new, what to do with it, or how we can, and are they receptive to that. So that's one aspect of Monday night's meeting. And the second aspect, of course, is the old City Hall on Huron Boulevard. And we will have the building open. I'll be there. Councilman Barber will be there. And we also have the consultant that has reviewed the building structurally and what needs to be done. And the question out there is simply, we need to spend, just to get it to code, we need to spend some $300,000 plus. I mean, once again, we had a building that we did nothing with, and unfortunate. But what do you do? I mean, when we had the other facilities, and I think I've always said, and maybe it will hurt other people's feelings, but for years we just kicked the can down the road. Oh, yeah, well, it's there. Well, yes, it's there. What are we going to do about it? I mean, we had ideas at one time, even to the extreme, maybe a bed and breakfast. We at one time thought about it to be a union hall for the Chrysler Union across the street, somehow providing space for Friends of the St. Clair. And there were other ideas, thrown out there, but nothing really ever materialized, nor anybody came to us and said, hey, we can do this, we can do this. But it just didn't happen, and it sat there. I've always been, is that if it's going to sit there, We cannot just let it, deteriorate. The other idea that I had, and it's that if we had a very rich person or something that had a nice piece right. of property, you know, can move it. It's a nice structure.
Yeah.
But it now, what are we supposed to do? And that's one of the purposes of the meeting. We are not there to offer opinions or anything, and I'll make sure that if there's other council members other than what I just mentioned, Dave and Kathy and myself, is that, you know, simply please, we're not there to discuss anything. We're here simply to hear what you have to say, and we're here to listen. It's one of those, I think it's a great opportunity, and I hope, I sincerely hope that we have, you know, a good turnout, and I hope we have some individuals, community that kind of know the history of this to give us an education sure. of what we're looking at.
All right, Monday at 7 o'clock for that special meeting. Real quick, between now and then comes a big football game on Friday night, Marysville and Madison Heights, Lamphere, I think it is?
I believe, yeah. I believe so. Isn't it senior night?
Yeah, okay.
But that night is special to us. The community fund has some monies that they're going to allocate to nonprofit groups and distribute. I think it's about $23,000. Our police department has applied. They're one of the winners of the giveaway, if you want to term it that, and that's going to be used for the cadet program. And then I think Stephanie had also put in an application for some of the funding that toys and obstacles, I believe, in addition, you know, to our dog park. So at halftime, it's going to be announced.
Nice.
The winners, and nobody knows what the amounts are, so it'll be a Friday night, you know, halftime at the football game.
Cool. Well, come one, come all to Viking Stadium on Friday, and go Vikings.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Mayor, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming in, as always.
The sun shines in Marysville.
So we hear. Wayne Pyden, thanks so much. It is 7:53 now. Let's check in with Caleb, see what's happening in our news headlines this morning.